Welcome to the Zabe and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices in store or online at Chemist Warehouse. Zabe and Michelle for Breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the podcast. There's been a mass exodus from this studio. Zabe and Michelle, we're in an ice cream truck today. They're still in the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Producer Tom is in, so it's just us today.
Well, some might say we drew the short straw, not being out on the road, having fun.
It's a big win for us,
some
I reckon.
Some might say it's a big win.
It sounded chaotic. Although there was free ice cream, we did miss out on the free ice cream. It did sound chaotic. They went all over Perth. They went. They're at Dog Beaches. They're at Trigg.
Yes, they went
in Joondalup right
Miranda,
now.
Malaga, Trigg.
Mm.
Hillary's Ocean Reef Joondalup.
Yeah.
And now, if you know Zave, he would have loved every second of that. When this idea came across the table,
Zave
was like, are you serious? Can I drive in an ice cream truck for 3 hours? Let's do this every week.
Yeah. No, up and about, hat on, ice cream hat, Mr. Whippy, green sleeves on, and he wants to do it every week. We did run into Embers, Andrew Embley.
Yeah, how good's Embers?
Just hanging out at Trigg.
Just down at Trigg. Didn't even know we were going to be there. Just pops up and then comes on. You'll hear it in the podcast too, and just whacks the whole segment.
He whacks whoever was around him, whacks. Just cop and whacks from old Embers. It was great.
Zay for his weight. Zay whacks Embers back. It was good gear.
We also ran into the Western Force blokes as well.
Yeah.
They unleashed a new jumper.
Yeah, I think they gave one to them too.
Yeah, they did, So you hear that, Western Force guy. A big bloke, 6'7".
Yeah.
6'7", huge, big old rugby player.
Old Twiggy. So, it was a good day. Good to get out and about. It was really hot overnight.
Had the
aircon on all night.
Did you?
Pumping out.
Okay, good.
Because we've only got the one aircon in the main living room.
Yeah.
And we thought that would funnel into the other bedrooms.
Yeah, didn't.
Doesn't.
No.
So, yeah, the dog, you like this.
Yeah.
The dog gets the aircon on for the dog.
For the gist of the dog.
For the dog.
Oh, no.
Went to bed last night. Minka, can we turn the aircon off? No, Billy needs it.
Oh, but Billy does that, mate. It's bloody hot. Hottest night on record last night, mate, in November.
Mate.
There's a stat somewhere.
I don't know what you get paid, but I do not get enough to leave the aircon on for 12 hours a night for the dog. Hey, a bit of gear kicking around because we didn't get to much stuff today. Of course,
a lot of ice cream chat. Yeah.
The prices at KFC are on the rise.
I did see this.
Tragic news for lovers of the dirty bird. Rising costs of chicken, lettuce, and oil. Now, first, are you a KFC man?
Yeah, when I'm hungover. Get some KFC.
What do you go for?
I'm Twister. But I like the boxes that they've got now where you can get like the chips are twisted, but then like a bit of chicken on the side as well. Because I like to dabble in a bit of everything.
See, I don't reckon I've had KFC in ages, which you wouldn't know by looking at me. But
pudgy.
I used to go for the three-piece feed.
Yeah, three-piecer. Yeah, it's standard.
Because you get the, whatever it was called, where you got the little slider.
Yeah.
A bit of chicken.
Yeah.
A wicked wing.
Yeah.
Bit of gravy.
Yeah.
And the chips.
Ooh,
I'm a sampler kind of man.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. A little hack for young players at home. Yeah. When you do stuff like a three-piece feed or a four-piece feed or whatever, you need to always ask for a breast piece because that's your biggest piece.
Yeah.
And then you get a good chunk because they always, like the legs, they'll always chuck in. You're not going to miss out on a leg.
Yeah.
There'll be a leg in there. The wing will be in there. Just go one breast, please.
Yeah.
And you're getting a lot of chicken.
Another hack for young players.
Yeah.
When you want to buy your chicken, you go to the Woolworths section. Don't buy your chicken pieces from the proper normal meat section.
Yeah.
Get it from the deli department.
Like, is it cooked?
No, it's raw.
Yeah.
So you have like chicken drumsticks, chicken breasts.
Yeah.
The cutlets, you can get the cutlet, which is like the thigh thing, bone on, which you can then put in the oven, but they're like half the price.
At the deli?
In the deli section.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, sometimes you look at it and you go,
So, you're paying for the packet, basically, if you don't get it from the deli.
Yeah, it's probably like free range rather than the deli's probably a thousand chicks squished into like
bottom of the barrel gear.
2 square meters.
The two last chickens
left. It's good gear. Anyway, so KFC might have to go somewhere else.
Yeah. So is that just because of inflation or the same story that we've
everything's
been hearing?
Everything's going up.
Okay. That is upsetting.
I thought about this the other day. It was about kids' board games.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were younger, how much do you reckon KFC cost roughly?
Like a three-piece feed.
You reckon pretty similar to now?
Yeah, around the 10-ish. Yeah.
It's like I was looking at buying a present the other day, and a board game at Kmart was $10.
Yeah, right.
I remember when I was a kid, board games were like $20.
Yeah, that is true.
Seems weird that,
board games coming down, food going up.
Food going up.
Did you ever work at KFC as a youngster?
First job I had, paper boy.
Yeah.
I used to bury the papers at the school. I dig a hole out the back.
Right. What, just to get rid of them?
Just to get rid of them.
Yeah, right.
Because we had a rumour that if you put them in the bin...
Yeah. Oh, they'd know.
They'd know and they'd dog them in. Yeah, yeah. And there was also a rumour around, this is how kids... They'd call houses and ask them, did you get your paper?
Oh.
To find out if you've actually delivered
them. Who's doing the dodge?
Mate, I ditched so many papers.
Yeah.
I'd drive down, dig a hole... bury them and just hang out at the school for a couple of hours and come back. And mum's, how's your paper around? Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
right. Had a great time. Speaking of things at schools, another tangent.
Yeah.
Had a nephew's birthday last night.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister was telling me that she's found out the kids have been, there's a black market at schools.
A black market? What, like vapes?
Not vapes. Oreos.
Oreos?
So really? Kids are going to like Aldi and buying like the 50 cent knockoff Oreos.
Yeah, and then flogging
them off. And then selling them at school for like 20 cents an Oreo to kids that don't get biscuits and stuff given to them.
That's not bad markup. I don't mind that.
That's a good effort.
That's good. Good business mind.
And my sister asked the kids, and they're like, I bought them.
Yeah,
and then
right.
the son goes, I was running a business as well. She's like, what?
Really?
He was getting like some form of Lego, right?
Yeah.
People would give it to him.
Yeah.
He would build it during school
and
charge people a fee building their Lego.
Oh, that's smart.
How good is that?
A lot of business minds out there these days. That's what I like to hear.
Elite. That
school.
Is top of the table
On Oreos, are you a fan of Oreos?
Yeah, is this going to be like when you split them open and what you do?
No. I used to be a fan of Oreos until I found out they were vegan. Now I'm no longer a fan of Oreos because the fact that they're vegan is actually worse because it means there's not milk in there. So it's just shit. Like, what is it?
And your body is a temple too.
Body's a temple, mate. A big faster, big gym guy. But you know what I mean? Like, they're vegan. Oh, yeah, but what is it? No, I can't tell you, mate.
But, mate, the only thing I look for in a packet is no gluten for the missus.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, I don't care what you put in it. I'm eating it.
Hey, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been separated for a while now. Kanye's been in the news for a lot of the reasons. Kim's been in the news because of the Balenciaga kind of gear, all that kind of stuff. Divorce has been finalized.
Has it? How much?
Have a guess how much Kanye has to pay Kim. She gets the kids. And Kanye has access to the kids, but she's got them most of the time.
Well, he's got to pay some of the maintenance, you know, so that's fair enough. That's a big whack.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, like in total, like the total.
Per month.
Per month. All right. So I reckon he's on $100 million a year.
Okay.
He's got to pay half of that.
Well, he's just lost Adidas and Balenciaga, which is about a billion.
$100 million a year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So $50 million a year over 12 months. She gets half, $4 million. Let's knock a couple off just for good times.
Yeah.
I reckon $2 million a month.
No, you're way off. $200,000 a month. That really undersold it for me, Dan. But 200K every single month. That is still a lot.
So
especially because the Kardashians are pretty much billionaires.
Yeah.
And Kanye can't see the kids. Or can see the kids, but like not
is
a lot.
Is it like a 9-to-5 kind of setup?
Yeah. Probably.
Every second weekend.
Yeah.
It's like being in the army.
Yeah. The FIFO. Little FIFO workout.
One weekend a month, two weekends a year. What was that ad yesterday?
Imagine Kanye and FIFO just in a donga, just bitching. Trying to sleep, Kanye. Come on, mate.
Just driving a big bulldozer.
Yeah.
Just all by himself. Wearing a big, like, tracksuit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pat Cummins on the show today.
The test kicks off today, day one, Australia versus the West Indies. Hopefully heading there tomorrow for day two. Couple of cans, which would be nice.
We're supposed to have Will Anderson, but we couldn't get that to work. We won't talk about whose fault that was.
Yep, no.
Some other bit stuff, bit of Hillary's Dog Beach stuff, Zay personal stuff with Albany. Yeah. Fat Stacks was good, a couple of live bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And, of course, off for the cricket today. And then, a couple of surprises coming up the next couple of days.
I did see that email come through.
Two
Very
days left.
Yep.
For us for the year. Of course, you're off to Singapore probably
2 days.
9:05 on Friday.
That feels good to say that. 2 days left.
2 days
Bloody
left.
Bloody hell.
One of the perks of radio, getting up at 3 o'clock sucks.
Yeah.
Finishing on December the 2nd.
December the 2nd.
Is
everyone I've told that I finished December 2nd has been outraged at that. What? What do you mean the 2nd? It's like middle of the year.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
It's great.
Enjoy the podcast.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Out and about in Perth today. Zave and Michelle, can you hear me?
Certainly, Ken. How are you feeling, Zave? It's a big day today. We're about to kick off.
Yes, out in Mount Hawthorn as we speak. So sorry if it does sound a bit tacky, because it sounds a bit tacky in my ears.
Just did a savage three-lane crossover here with the... we're just on our way. We know what's up, though. We're on.
Yeah, we got 40. I didn't breatho him this morning. Every chance he had a night last night. But 40's back on deck in the car, and away we go. We've got ice cream to give away. We're heading to the suburbs. Of course, text in 0488 55 929 or call 133 53 if you're interested in us popping in to
just
say hello.
Around, yeah.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're in Yokon at the moment, aren't we? Just cutting through. There's nothing better than this creepy sound of green sleeves coming on through, and that's us.
So I had no idea what green sleeves was, to be honest with you. So I had no idea what anyone was talking about, but what time is it? 5:42. And we're heading to a listener's house to serve his young family some ice cream for breakfast.
He must be an early starter, that guy. He must be.
Yes, or mad. Or just like a free feed, a bit of a tight ass. But no, we're going to turn over. Brendan's his name, so I'm looking forward to meeting his family as we just cut through the streets of Yokine. There's not too many cars on the roads. I just hit puberty at the same time.
You're good. You're going well. Oh, we're gonna get there, and we're gonna light it up. Are you gonna serve or what?
Yeah, I'll get in the van. Don't worry about that. Oh, that's my one. We're double flaking and a bit of a dip.
Double flaking. I'm going for the tallest cone. That could take up a lot of time, though.
The longest, the height length.
The height cone. Yeah.
Well, I would simply refer to my days when I was about 9 or 10, and the McDonald's soft servers.
Yeah.
Back then, they were the world's best, and they haven't taught the next generation how to do it properly. Now it's just like literally a plonk.
A dying art.
Yeah, it's a dying art. I mean, they were stretching it a foot, foot and a half. Yeah. Now
those were the days.
I mean, you're lucky to get your little little. Two or three centimetre
jobs.
Barely
peeking across the cone. Not here today.
No, you're eating. You're snacking on the cone and ice cream within a bite or two.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We certainly are. Green sleeves rolling. Zave, we're out front of the ice cream truck right now.
We are.
It's warm. It's 25 right now. Yes. So it's time.
Yes, it is. And we've got Brendan here. We've stopped in at a house. We've put in the order, and you've got your three kids out, one still in bed. But Brendan, good morning to you. And how did everyone sleep last night?
Yeah, pretty good, guys. One's still asleep at the moment, so...
Got that ICAC going on. We got the ice creams for you this morning. It's Cooper, isn't it? How you doing?
Good.
Connor, what are you going to order out of the truck? It's ready to go.
He
said a toy car earlier, but an ice cream as well.
All right, that's good. I like that. I don't know. We're going to have to see. We'll check it out, see if there's any cars in there.
Yes. And there's a bit of precipitation floating around in the air. Beautiful. So this is fantastic. But what do you reckon, young guys? Should I get in the van and start serving?
You should be dishing, I think. Absolutely. Get in there. Get serving. And there's a lot of sprinkles going on. What do you want, a chocolate one as well?
Yeah, sprinkles.
The options are endless, basically. Zave's gone to get into the truck. The owner of the truck is questioning whether he's got all the certificates, but he's coming in. But anyhow, we're going to feed Brendan and the family here ice cream. Why wouldn't you? It's a hot day today. It's going to get to 35. We're in Naranda. We'll be touring around all morning, Sean.
Yeah, we will be.
Oh, God, here comes. He's got his head out the window. Watch out. he's just serving. I don't know whether he should be in there or not, but it's happening.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
It only gets more hard-hitting when I'm on the road, Zave.
Yeah, good.
So literally, you are strapped in. I'm glad of that. Hit me with my music, please, Sean. Oh, beautiful. And, of course, the cricket starts today, and Australia versus the West Indies. Triple M coverage from 9:30 a.m. Howie, Mitch Johnson, Brian Lara, Greg Blewett and JB.
Yes.
All of their names I got right. They'll be involved in it. Has Australia fallen out of love with cricket? Why is that there? I don't know. I didn't pre-read this. Pat Cummins is on the show after 8 a.m.
I don't know whether I'm sitting in. And lucky I am strapped in, because we'd be on for young and hold here. But that sounds like a sports break to me.
Mm. Listen, they're just details, mate. You can dive in. You dive in later on.
I'll crack the egg.
All right, hit me with something else.
Michelle Anderson. What's the latest?
glad you asked. It's going to be a hot one today. Hence us being out in the ice cream van, just disseminating ice cream throughout the whole of WA, or just mainly Perth
mostly Malaga, to be honest.
Oh, mate, yeah, absolutely. Right in this heart centre. 35 we're hitting for today. Yesterday was 37. A low last night of 26.1. Did you have the AC on again?
It made 16 degrees in my joint. Sorry if I sound a bit fluey. Oh, I picked up a cold.
You've got it sniffled. Yeah, well, it was the hottest. You wouldn't know, but
I wouldn't have known.
Hottest night on record in Perth.
Em woke me up last night and said there was a spider in the bed. The spider wouldn't have lived. It would have frozen over. Unless that spider was under the doona, it was gone.
All right, final one.
Michelle, back to you in the studio.
No.
Thanks very much, Carbo. Will Smith has done his first real full interview on Trevor Noah Daily, and he's talked about, of course, the slap that went down.
Oh, yeah.
He's been sort of disappeared for a while. He's pushing a movie at the moment, so he's got a rise. But here's what he had to say about the Oscars night and that slap.
You just never know what somebody's going through. I took my heart and made it hard for other people. You know, right. And it's like I understood the idea where they say hurt people.
Yeah.
It was a lot of things. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother. You know, it's all of that just bubbled up.
Yeah.
In that moment. That's not who I want to be.
Tell me, you're just hearing excuses.
No, I didn't hear anything.
I'm just hearing excuses. You know, hurt people's eh?
You know,
you see a lot of stuff, but you don't necessarily grow up and slap people off on stages.
I am still a Will Smith man.
You're a terrible person.
And he was a bit Will Stiff to get caught out whacking that.
The car's rolling. I can push you out though, can I? Is that all right?
Will Stiffy.
The Perth Motorplex turns orange this Saturday to salute the general at the Jolly Good In-Car Audio John Day Classic and the WA Sprint Car title. Get your tickets at motorplex.com.au.
Your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Dave's
Spot Report.
AFL.
Oh, AFL, Shani, what a day it was last night for some young kids getting drafted. Hugh Davies from the Claremont Football Club selected to the Fremantle Football Club. Here's just a little bit of Hugh had to say.
I'm pretty shocked. I didn't really expect it that early, but it's an amazing feeling. I'm pumped to be in Freo. Oh, Mum and Dad went absolutely ballistic, and all the grandparents and aunties and brothers were here, and they loved it, so it was great.
Key defender and a good Claremont boy, so congratulations to him and all other the kids that got drafted yesterday.
Cricket.
The cricket kicks off today at Optus Stadium against the West Indies. Haven't played them for 7 years, Michelle. 7 long years. The West Indies are back in town now. We love playing at Optus if you're a batsman. Nice, true bounce. And the curator, Isaac McDonald, had this to say.
It's 37 degrees. It's probably close to 50 out there, 2 days in a row. But it is only the 2 days. It's not the 4 or 5 day stretch. But at the moment, we're in a really good spot.
Oh. You bat first.
Yeah.
You get on the dabble.
Mm-hmm.
And you back Travis Head to make 100.
That's
all you do. It's simple, simple mission. It's simple as that. Australian captain Pat Cummins had this to say about being woke.
We're cricket players, but you can't leave your values at the door. People stand for different things. So something like taking a knee this week, we were doing it out of respect for West Indies, in support of equality. Anyone that says that's a bad thing, I'm not too bothered about.
They're not too bothered about it, the Aussies. So they will stand up for whatever they believe in. Sean?
Soccer.
Oh, here we go. England v Wales. Apparently yesterday, the working from home with the English, they didn't go to work yesterday because it was about 7 p.m. yesterday. They played against Wales and, they put on a bit of a show in a 15-minute ambush.
Casting goals from this sort of range with this sort of effort. Just like that. Rashford. Kane. Top of the group.
Wales go home, England go through. Well done, England. I'm starting to believe it's coming home.
I know.
It could be coming home, Shanos.
Golf.
And just really quickly, Greg Norman stirred up a bit of a honeypot, I guess, with the LIV Tour. Now, Tiger Woods has weighed in on Greg Norman.
I think Greg has to go, first of all, and then obviously the litigation against us and then our countersue against them. Then we can talk. We can all talk freely.
Greg has to go, and then litigation is very, very messy. Everything is going on in the golf world, but I do believe the people are going to win out of the people that view the golf game. So people like me are going to see some good golf, and they can just have a punch on in between.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Mate, we're out at Malaga and we're about to have a dispute because we're chatting to Luke, who's unfortunately just lost his spot in the line, and he's meant to be ordering, what are we, a double choc flake ice cream?
A big, large sundae on a day like today.
Yeah, nice, nice. What's going on? And what's going on here? What sort of guys do you work with? Normally mild-mannered people, and they've just gone stir crazy because of the ice cream, or what?
Oh, mate, everyone's going absolutely berserk over these ice creams.
Now, mate, we're out. You're building buses. You build the for Trans Perth. You're the bus man.
Yep, we're the bus man. Yep. So we need a nice, nutritious breakfast to keep us going for the day.
Yeah.
And you started at 5 a.m. So it is almost a bit of smoko.
Yeah, just about. A little bit short, but yeah, it's every excuse to get out of work, you know.
Yeah, totally. That'll ride wrap work up after this, pretty much. Get this done. Get your double choc top and get it. I mean, it's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. How many buses are we building in a day out of you?
In a day, we'll probably do close to one bus we try to push out.
One bus a day. That's not bad.
Are they the biggies, the big giant ones?
Well, we do the big Arctic ones, which is the ones where you got the two carriages.
The concertina type. Oh, watch out. The B double of buses. Right.
Now we've got to let Luke go here, Michelle, because he has lost his spot in those ice cream. He's about to hit someone. Now let's get Luke back to the front of the line. I'm making the call there. We've got the bloke dressed like he's burying bodies.
Yeah, it's very Breaking Bad.
Yeah, the Breaking Bad.
Very Breaking Bad look, yeah.
Yeah, the Breaking Bad stuff. Bit of a cook shop as well. So away we go.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, it's a hot day today, of course. 35 we're going to get to. It was 37 yesterday and just hot last night. The hottest night on record for November.
You can't comment on that. Not in a position.
Froze my ass off. Yeah. Listen, speaking of the heat, though, I was talking to my mum the other day. And you know how some people, they get... She's got a theory in her mind. She's heard some scientists talk at some point about marathon runners.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're talking about how much water you need to drink through the day, because Mum doesn't drink enough water.
Okay? Yeah, okay. 8 glasses.
Yeah, well, she ain't coming anywhere near that. Yeah. Brandy and dry doesn't count, Babs. But she's got this thing. She's heard from this scientist that they studied marathon runners.
Yeah.
And the marathon runners that drank too much during the marathon, they just watered down their electrolytes and it was no good. Mum's now transferring that over to our lives and thinks that the same thing will happen if she's to hit the 8 glasses of water.
And who knows, if she's going to go on a marathon run during the day, she needs her electrolytes up and firing.
I said to Mum, I said, none of our family are dancing anywhere near this scenario.
No.
Seriously.
No, it's like we work at some stage pitch that I go do 56 or something, bars or pubs. As the record.
Yeah.
And my GP said, you're a chance of drowning yourself. So just keep that in mind.
It's a literal thing.
Yeah,
isn't
you can drown yourself.
You can drown yourself. Yeah. So, you know what? Don't say that, because if Mum's listening to this, there's another.
No, there's a fine line. She's there's a fine line between health and death, Babs. There's a fine line, mate. I don't think, for you, it might be a big line.
She's on the tightrope. Yeah, she's right on the tightrope. Yeah.
Between internal drowning and, and peeing out too many electrolytes.
Someone get her a Powerade.
Absolutely.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
And Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. You can shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices only at Chemist Warehouse. Zave, I know you can on the Calvin Klein CK1 200ml for just $34.99.
Mate, that's all I wear in summer. Completely nude with a splash of Calvin Klein. And you should say it works wonders. Trig Beach might get a real show as we get out of the bus, out of the van, I must say. I'm just going nude with Calvin Klein.
The focus is meant to be on the ice cream, Zave.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jeez, sorry. Come on. Well, yes, okay. Hey, just quickly, I'm going to do a bit of a traffic report. And good morning to Mr. Dickie's tree removal that was just sitting in front of us there for a little while. If you ever want a tree removed, give Dickie's
give
a call.
Give him a go.
Hey, we are on North Beach Road heading along Marmion Avenue very, very shortly. Traffic's light. There's a lot of white cars on the road, but if you are in the Trig area, pop down Trig Beach. There's plenty of room there to park. The ice cream van will pull up there. Andrew Embley's there. Now, if you go up to Embers and call and say Norm, that's the code word. Say Norm. Code word is Norm. It's his shout for a coffee. So if you're going past the Trig area and you're a bit you know, be dry in the mouth and you wouldn't mind a little coffee or something, like, man, I'll extend the offer to iced coffees because it is hot out here today, minimum of 25 last night. Just say Norm to Andrew Embley and up he pops from at the Trigg Beach and he'll go order your coffee for you. So if you've got a spare minute or two, Embers knows what's going on. Norm equals coffee. So down you go, Trigg Beach. We'll be there in 10 minutes with the ice cream van to fill your guts up.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
But, have a look at the bloke walking. I've never seen a bloke operate slower.
Embers. I can't hear it.
Look at Embers. There he is, wandering away. He's actually talking to himself. Well, now here he comes. The lift doesn't quite get to the penthouse here on this bike. Here he is. Embers, mate, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. How are we?
Mate,
I've never seen so many people.
It's
choppers, isn't it? Grand final tickets.
Yeah, lining up.
What
for
an idea, hey!
After
ice cream at 7 o'clock in the morning. Whose was this? Yours, Xavier, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, me. I said, let's get the whippy van out.
Has anyone approached you thus far this morning and said anything to you, Embers?
No, actually, one guy said to me, mate, this is a long way away from Cottesloe, and I said, okay, yeah, no, fair enough, but. There are a lot of fit-looking people
between,
walking up and down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hey, what's the difference between Cottesloe and Trigg? Give me a positive.
14 Ks.
I don't know if that's the difference.
Mate. How many chuck tubs do you reckon you could slam down?
I reckon I could do a double cone. Double cone, I reckon, is probably my go at the moment.
You're starting your diet today, are you? Have a look at him.
Don't you start.
He's an ex-footballer thing.
Tell you what, you're looking good, Michelle. Who have you been working with?
What's his name? Gav.
Hey, big Gav.
Shout out. All's going well. Free ice cream all morning.
Yes.
Here we are.
But you're going to have to line up. You're going to have to be patient because they have all come from everywhere this morning. G'day, mate. What's your name?
Gavin.
Gavin's back.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Zave's fat stack of cash.
Yeah, don't bother calling in today. The police are looking at me really suspiciously over there, but they're looking for 40, I think. But,
I was going to say, you might have to save your money for
So don't call in this morning. The phone lines are turned off, so you can't fill them up this morning because we're doing a live edition down at Trigg, of course. All you need to do is tell me what you need the money for, what the issue was, and I just dig into my fat stack of cash that's not mine and give it away willy-nilly.
All right, are you ready, Xavier? We've got a couple of likely characters
and
here.
And look who Michelle's picked, the two most handsome blokes down at the beach. So, well done, Michelle.
Do what I can, guys. We've got Ed and Blake here. A touch of Jason Momoa about you, Blake. Good for you. Anyhow, it's fat stack of cash. Let's get into it. All right, Ed, there's Xavier right here. How much money do you want and what do you want it for? Pitch away.
Oh, Xavier, my surfboard got stolen out of my garage the other day. So any contribution for that would be fantastic.
So the surfboard's been pinched out of the shed.
What's that worth?
At the moment, who knows? 500?
500, okay. So the surfboard's been stolen. I'm looking at the police. They're having coffees, mate. They're not even out here fighting the crime. The crime of the...
Unbelievable.
So if they're not even willing to chase a surfboard, I'm going to have to replace
it. You're going to have to do something.
And I was going to check my account, mate. I'm going to come into Christmas time, inflation, all that sort of stuff. I'm going to slip you 400. I'll slip you 400 bucks.
Legend, thank you
400
so much, mate.
Cash into the account and get a couple of locks for that shed. How's that sound?
Perfect. Thanks, mate.
Happy. All right, let's go to Blake. Blake, how much money and what do you want it for? Pitch away to Xavier.
Oh, Xavier, I'd like to go home for Chrissy, mate.
Oh, yes. Okay, where's home?
Well, I've flown home already, so I just need a bit of a reimbursement on the
Went home, why'd you go home? What was it? See the family?
My granddad's funeral.
Oh, the heartstrings. You've pulled on the heartstrings.
Tough time.
How much did it
cost to get here?
I don't want to know.
Actually, it would have been disgusting. How much?
$1,400.
Who'd you fly with? Qantas.
Qantas, they leave
on time? Probably not. No, they never do that. That'd be unusual. No, missed the funeral. Thanks to Qantas, mate.
Stop it. What
I need to do now is I need to make good on this. And again, I'm looking at the police, and they're not even chasing up the fees that we're
paying. Criminal, that cost.
And I'll tell you what, mate, I've got to double down. Another $400 coming your way. How's that sound? Paid for past funeral, contributed to, and the clumsy no lock on the gate, the surfboard missing.
Just touching the people. Yeah, good on you, Zave.
There you go. There's $800 out of the pocket.
Congrats, gents. Thanks very much.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring.
92.9 Triple M.
You've been serving a fair bit of ice cream this morning, Zave. You've dab-handed it,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Tennis elbow started setting.
Is that? But, it's flared.
Tennis elbow's flared, but... I think Dave, the man behind the serving, he's been doing it for years by the looks of him.
Yeah.
The wrist flick, the timing, it's all perfectly put down in place. He's done a wonderful job, but we're heading to Hillary's as we speak to unload some more ice cream if we'd like. And as we drive along the coastline, we're pretty risky. It's like we're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
The driver's distracted a little bit.
I know. The guys here said that it's just a lovely place.
Yeah.
The setting, the scenes.
What does tush mean? I've never heard that word.
I don't know. Unbelievable.
Anyway.
I'm comfy, though. It's good.
I am. Yeah, it's great. Totally. It's good viewing.
Drop your windows. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll see you at Hillary's.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Flies are out, which is a sign for mostly a sign for when I go to Rottnest and get eaten by flies. But we are down here with Western Force, Isaac Rotter, an absolute superstar, Wallaby, Western Force,
oh, wow.
Star of the competition. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, mate, firstly, yourself, you're the star of the side, slowly getting back into pre-season after a bit of foot surgery.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a grind. I've been out for about 5 months of ankle surgery. Had a stress fracture at the end of the year, but that's ticking along well, and I'm starting my slow progression back into training.
Now, I wouldn't do this to an AFL player, but height and weight, please.
6'7" and 123.
123, yeah. So
a little bit
of weight goes through those feet, which stress fractures can pop out.
I actually thought he was up on the stair. There's a stair next to us. No, he's not. He's just next to me.
Yeah, no, it's again, Michelle, we've interviewed a lot of guys today, and another handsome man you've picked out. So
it's been terrible. Yeah.
How are the guys going, mate, with pre-season?
Yeah, look, very good. I think a few of the guys' bodies are a bit sore. You know, it's been straight into it and it's been very intense. But I think the guys are going pretty well from what I've been seeing.
And we are lucky in WA because the supporters do get around the Western Force. How do we see the team shaping up for the season?
Mate, I think it's going to be a good season this year. You know, I've been putting in a lot of work in the off-season and we've got some new recruits, which is going to help to the depth. And I think with Cronny in charge, sky's the limit.
Now, you don't need a big fat fella like me sitting in the front row. Now, you've also come down with a special gift for Michelle and myself. There's something special to present us with, the brand new Spick and Span jersey.
Yeah, so our jersey dropped yesterday. We got the home and away jersey for you guys.
And I did say that I'm a bit nervous about sizing, but I reckon that's going to fit like a glove.
Yeah, mate, I think it'll be perfect for you.
And I'm going down in weight, not
looking
up. Good. You can
absolutely
see, you can tell. Yeah, there's summer trend. Get the body fine and fit.
He's doing the booty burner when he's at home with his wife. Have you got any secret regimes that you're doing at home, like videos, Windsor Pilates?
Oh, no, I can't say that. But I think the guy's been doing Pilates lately, so might have to come join in.
Do you have a partner or a girlfriend or a wife or anything?
Yeah, she's right there.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
There you go.
So you guys don't at home do the old Pilates or anything together?
No, but she tries to drag me on a few walks every now and then.
So. Oh, mate, my left arse cheek is ringing from the booty burner last night. 31 minutes, had some arm weights on as well, and you can see, look at that.
I tell you, well, it's like a shelf.
And we're running into some romance too down here. It's fantastic. Everything's happening at Hillary's Dogger Beach this morning. Get down here, and we're going to head into Joondalup later on as well.
Why not?
So.
Thanks so much for the new jersey. Looks fantastic.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
And good luck for the season.
Thank you.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
How good are dog beaches? The dogs are everywhere, of course. It's a day for me.
It is a day. It is
absolutely
a day. Do you know what my dogs did last night? This is true. I had a packet of...
Please don't be about poo.
No, a packet of Chupa Chup lollipops in a bag for after Ted had his injections. He was allowed one, so a pack of 20. Oh, they're all gone.
How are your dogs alive?
I don't know. They'll have sticks coming. I'll be pulling sticks out there in soon. But anyway.
Hey, we've got Sean down here. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Look, I'm doing well. You've got a couple of ice cream cones. Now, you've got your dog here who... There's been confusion because I've been calling Sean's dog... Oh, sorry, Butch.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Fudge.
Fudge.
Fudge, yeah. Like the sweet.
Like the sweet.
It's fudge.
Say it right. Fudge.
Fudge.
Yeah. Fudge.
So I sense an accent here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Yorkshire.
Yeah, Yorkshire. And of course, there's an event going on somewhere in the world that's pretty important to
Stayed up last night and watched the 3-0 win over Wales.
And it meant a little bit more sending Wales home and England going through.
Yes, yes. It's always good to get one over the home nations, mate.
Yes. Now, I don't even know what your bloody dog's name is. I'm that confused. But is the dog allowed some ice cream or not?
Yeah, she's a little bit scared of it at the moment. She's not too sure. I don't think she's ever had one.
Yeah, okay.
But as soon as she gets a sniff, she'll be up to it.
I'll call her like Pooch. You do. Fudge.
Fudge. Fudge.
Fudge, come here.
Poochie.
Come here.
Poochie.
Ah, there you go.
Moochie.
I accidentally put my hand in Sean's ice cream, so she's having a feed off my hand.
Oh, look at her go. She's Sean. Loving that. Oh, she's diving in. She's taking the cone.
Get down here.
Oh, take me.
Do what Sean and Fudge have done.
There we go. Go on.
Go girl.
Go on. Oh, yes.
That is what we're talking about. Oh, she's crossed the line. She's
polite,
an ice cream dog.
A polite lady, though. Maul that bloody thing.
Come and say hi
to
us.
Treat her like a pup at the park.
Oh, absolutely.
There we go. All done and dusted. Now, where are we going, Michelle?
Don't ask me.
We're going to speak to Pat Cummins. We're going to speak to Pat Cummins, Australian captain, ahead of this morning's big, big game. Starting on a Wednesday, a little bit unusual, but hey, who am I? Do I look like a cricketer scheduler?
It's out of your hands.
Yeah, Wednesday. Interesting.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
And Hillary's Dog Beach. Don't confuse it with the Hillary's Marina. No. Head north about 4 or 5 k's from there in the city of Joondalup. It's an outstanding, but we've got people diving in left, right, and centre.
Little dogs, big dogs, everyone.
I've got great concerns. The van might run thin soon. They're running out. People are walking away. Lines 100 metres long. So apologies to the traffic jam with doors.
No flake.
Take your pick, whatever you want. But I actually need the van to go past my house on the way home, Michelle, because
good idea.
I need to do a make good with my 4-year-old son, Ted.
What have you done him wrong by?
No, so the other day, I was saying I'm the B man.
Yeah, you handle
now,
the bees.
Yeah,
literally.
Now, a public service announcement for those living in Doubleview. Can you please water your plants or your garden or something? Because I have about 4,000 bees living at my house.
You've got the freshest garden. They're all coming to you.
To drink.
Everyone else lives.
They need
game.
To drink. They're thirsty, the bees. So I need people to fill their gardens with water, because Ted stood on one, carried on like a pork chop, screaming, toughen up, son.
What did
B-Man
do? Yeah.
Well, B-Man sort of didn't have a lot for it,
no,
to be honest.
God, no.
Apart from when he got bitten on the throat, that did cause a bit of... It caused a bit of trouble. But anyway, so he's after Dad's special cream, he calls it. The special cream. Anyway, so I run inside and I get it and I start spraying away.
What is the magic cream?
Stingos.
Oh, okay, got you.
And he starts screaming more and more. And I'm like, mate, just relax. It'll dry in a second. Because it starts clear and then you blow it and it turns like a cloudy, white powdery sort of thing. So I'm blowing on it. Trying to get it to dry. Yeah. And it would not dry. It was just running off his foot. And I thought, this is so ridiculous. Stingos has gone off. I'm going to have to write him a letter.
Yeah,
they're going to get a letter.
They've dropped their game.
And then it dawned on me what I'd done.
What?
So last time Ted got bitten by something and he needed Stingos, the bottle didn't squirt. So it was clogged up. So I had my glasses cleaning spray.
Fluid,
so I tipped that into a glass. Tip the Stingos into the cleaning spray, the glass spray, and then put the Stingos back in the glass spray. So technically, the Stingos was in the glass spray was full of Stingos.
So you're stinging his bee sting.
With glass cleaner.
Which is basically pure alcohol.
Yeah, glass cleaner. And he was screaming and screaming, and it was just a little bullet hole, but he was screaming. And then so M yesterday had got it out as well. Yeah. And start spraying him again. Because the glass cleaner unclogged the Stingo bottle because of how much, like, the alcohol and stuff just went whooshka. So apologies to Ted. I'll bring you home an ice cream. The Stingo's bottle is full of glass cleaner, and the glass cleaner bottle's full of Stingos.
It's like an old Western, just getting to bite down on a belt, did you, while you're spraying
and then burnt him. Yeah, I just burnt it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you want,
cauterize it?
A sting from a bee, or you want to be burnt? Which one's going to hurt less?
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest is an Aussie cricket superstar.
Short one. He's edged it. And that'll do it.
His trophy cabinet's pretty full.
Allan Border medalist.
Current ICC Test Cricketer of the Year. He got sold for a lazy $3.2 million in the Indian Premier League. And he's the captain of Australia.
Is it going? You take a bow, big Pat Cummins.
In Perth right now, please welcome Pat Cummins.
Oh, Pat, wow. Welcome to Triple M Perth, mate. Great to have you online. First question, what do you do with all your trophies and stuff? Are the parents' storage house at home, or where do you keep everything?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, that's a nice little reel to start off with. Thanks for that. Yeah, straight to the parents' house. They can organise it.
This one here, the quick one, number one bowler in the ICC Test Bowling Rankings. What happens? Do you just get told that's what you are, or is there a big trophy for that? How does that go down?
Yeah, just to get told, I guess. Yeah, each test match, I get some kind of rating, and it's average out over 10 test matches or something. Don't ask me, but must be a good system, I believe it.
I was going to say, it means you're going pretty bloody well.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, something that intrigued me, Adam Zampa was interviewed at the T20 World Cup, and he referred to, it was the 50 over matches, Travis Head as empty head, no brain. I thought it was fantastic. What nickname are you operating by?
No, the boys are pretty respectful against me. I run a pretty tight ship. I've been caught a lot of names in my time. Probably none to air.
Yeah, fair sure. I usually get dickhead or something like that. It sort of flows.
Hey, Pat, well, I got to ask, okay, so test, I've just looked it up, 40 minutes for lunch, is that right, and 20 minutes for tea break?
That's it, yep.
What goes on then? Obviously a little bit of eating. What are you eating? What's the chat like? Is it quiet? Is it trying to buzz each other up? How's it work?
It's a good question. Normally when we're out in the field, the batters are always quiet, and then once you get into the sheds, you can't shut them up. Which always frustrates us bowlers. lunch is always lovely. Tea breaks is pretty disappointing, actually. Growing up and playing grade cricket, it's always about pastries and cakes and
Tim Tams.
But yeah, you get it here, and it's a protein shake, so not quite as fun.
Come on, Pat. We're out today in the ice cream truck because she was piping last night. It's 35 today. Got to ask you, while we're dealing with the public, what's your favourite? If you're going to the ice creamery, what are you dabbling in, or are you even allowed?
It's certainly allowed. Mate, straight after bowling day, straight to the convenience store to buy some. I'm a cookies and cream man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Connoisseur?
That's a cracker. Yeah, it's my favourite.
Beautiful, mate. Right. Hey, the West Indies, mate, out of sight, out of mind a little bit in Australia at the moment. Of course, the T20 World Cup and then the 50 overs against the Poms. What can we expect from the West Indies?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. we haven't played them a lot in Test cricket. Yeah. I've never played them personally. So, played a bit against them in different formats, and they look like a really good team. They're undefeated this year. They've got class bowling. I think they'll enjoy these faster, bouncier wickets, and maybe they get back home. So, I think it's going to be a really good contest. I'm excited not only to play, but as a cricket fan, I think it should be pretty good to watch.
Mate, it's great to have you guys in Perth, of course, a big test starting today. We finish work on Friday for 5 weeks, 5 weeks of holidays, mate, and you guys play all through, but you're going to have some time with the family or anything? Obviously, the Boxing Day test is a big one.
Yeah, the family will travel around for most of it, so it's a bit of a different Christmas to what we had growing up, but it's always good fun getting all the families together, and it's pretty busy next few months, but we'll stick tight.
What does happen just quickly before the Boxing Day test? Because you've got to be pretty even, I would imagine, on Christmas Day. You've got to keep yourself together and be ready
just
for
the half
it.
Carton.
Just a half a carton? Yeah. How does it play out, Pat?
Carton of middies. It's all pretty relaxed. Yeah, we put on a big lunch. Cricket Australia puts on a big lunch for the team and all the families, and Santa turns up for the kids, and it's a bit different to the traditional one, but we try and make it feel like Christmas.
So it's all the families of all the cricketers all together.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I didn't know that. No,
they're in there. Hey, Pat, just the last one from me. We hear all the time, and mainly probably when it was back at the Wacker, but we hear the fast bowlers a lot. Oh, geez, we're back in Perth. Whoa, the wicket's going to be bouncy and stuff. Is that becoming a bit of a myth, or is the Perth wicket actually something you really look forward to?
No, we really do, enjoy coming over here. We haven't played a test here for a couple of years, but it's always fast and bouncy, even in the T20s. So, the batters enjoy kind of batting here as well. It's fast, bouncy, but can be pretty true. But, the quick bowlers enjoy it as well.
Australia versus West Indies today at Optus Stadium. Ticketmaster.com.au. Still tickets available, and you can hear it all on Triple M from 9:30 this morning, led by the Australian captain, Pat Cummings. Thanks for joining us, Pat.
Thanks for that. Good to chat.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave and Michelle for Breakfast podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse's huge fragrance sale is on now. Shop online or in-store today and get department store fragrances at the lowest prices.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.